All right, this is attunement, activation, meditation number two. Okay, again, bring your awareness to the breath. Breathe in through the nose. Take the light up into the brain, relaxing, exhaling through the mouth, making the ha sound on the out breath for the first seven breaths. This is going to balance and help ground your awareness with the earth. You can actually feel the brain beginning to wake up as you bring your attention, pineal, pituitary, thalamus. Exhaling and just simply letting go of all worry and tension. Moving into the now moment. With each breath, moving into more of the now moment. Letting go of your to-do list, letting go of yesterday and tomorrow and next week. You know, let go of all the people you know for the next 5 days plus. You can let go of all your responsibilities. Bring all of your awareness back to self, to the breath. Okay, now we're going to activate the octahedron again. Two four-sided pyramids of light made out of etheric crystals. Okay, we're going to call forth the pillars of light to be placed in this room, in this building, in the four directions, north, south, east, and west. And there will be a different archangel vibration within each pillar of light. You may call forth the names or a recognition of these archangels for each position if you wish. Now we're going to feel the magnetic grid under your feet. You can feel it as an emerald grid of magnetics that is balancing and connecting the core of the earth and your body. These magnetics also are very emotionally purifying. Emotionally purifying. You're going to feel the open space around you. You're going to call forth the great central sun, the essence of the great central sun. Now receive this essence directly into your being, your spirit, your I Am presence, your soul, as well as your mind, your emotional body, your mental body, your intellect, your pain body, your etheric energy body. Receive it in all of your different subtle bodies. And let it begin to purify all distortions, stagnation, stuck energy. And keep all of your chakra points open. Staying conscious, keeping a one-pointed focus. Stay with the focus. Stay with the breath. And now we're going to bring awareness slowly down the spine, down to three channels of the spine. Allow yourself to feel the movement of light spiraling down your spine. Now, whatever comes forth emotionally, simply allow. Whatever movements come forth from the body, simply allow. We're cleansing and aligning the spine with the power of the light. Allow the flow. Now, Bring your one-pointed focus to the sacrum bone. So basically at the base of your spine, just above the coccyx, the tailbone, is your sacrum bone. You're going to breathe harmony and balance there. 3 times. Now we're going to breathe awareness into the belly button. We're going to go right into the core of the belly button. With awareness, breathe deeply. Now breathe into the solar plexus. We're going to begin to unravel the core resistance to quantum here and deepen the solar plexus. Take a deep breath directly, into your solar plexus, your stomach area. Exhale out. Okay, begin to move that unconscious resistance and pain up to the surface of awareness through the breath. Envision in the mind of God that you're going deep into the bottommost layer of your unconscious mind, your past life pattern, your early childhood, and or birthing pattern. And if there's any stuck energy there, you want to bring it up, move it up to the surface, into the light. We're going to ask your inner child to open up and to receive. Okay, your guardian angel will be right there for comfort. You can feel your soul group in support. Now, we're going to call forth your ancestors and your family members to begin to receive also this core clearing as they are ready, as they are ready to receive. So this is any core issue relating to self-esteem, self-worth, money, abundance, having, owning, sharing, even giving, receiving. We're going to ask you to bring up all hidden phobias and fears and traumas that have not been embraced and acknowledged. You are the voyager. So again, you're detaching from your emotional body, your mental body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, the astral field of humanity, your pain body, moving through the arc of light into the oneness as the voyager, as the I am that I am. Staying conscious. We're going to ask for illuminating energies to work within your power center to assist in bringing forth supreme clarity of your power, your worth, your self-esteem. Now you're going to, at the same time, recall your energy from whomever you gave it away to in the present, the past, or parallel realities, or even the future. We're working with all levels now where you gave away your power, even on the most subtlest of levels. And you know, take back your power. You're going to reclaim your birthright as a divine being on this earth. We're going to move up to the lungs. Okay, staying more conscious in the lungs. We're going to bring forth fine frequency of clarity. Definition, the vibration of definition for the lungs. Vital chi. Breathe in now, all the way up into the lungs. Vital chi light. Letting go of sadness and grief. Your sense of loneliness on this planet. And choose now to release the sadness of others. The grief of others, staying conscious. Staying conscious. Now we're going to call forth the violet light, as a vortex of energy to move through all levels of your auric field now, aligning, uplifting, cleansing and purifying, energizing. Feel this power coming from source as a beautiful violet, translucent, crystal-like light, spiraling. Allow it to awaken your brain. Allow it to awaken dormant parts in your heart center, in your solar plexus, in your hand chakras, in your feet, in your crown. Okay, refocus on the pillars of light. Now we're going to call forth the Council of 14 to work with you. Now through the end of this training and ongoing after that, as you allow, feel the presence of the council now within your octahedron. They are 14 points of cosmic healing vibrations. They serve as a one council to help you bring forth these energies. We ask you now to connect with each of these 14 points from your I Am Presence. And then also as a collective. You're going to feel your hands being activated. There are power points in the hand chakras. There are points in the fingertips. There are points in each knuckle joint. There are points in the wrists. And the same goes for the feet. You're going to allow a connection with the power points of the earth to the power points in your feet. You're also going to allow the power point connection between your crown, the power points in your brain, and that of the cosmos. Now we're going to call forth the power of the Sacred Heart. that each one of you knows very well. We're going to ask for a deeper integration into physical life, for the power of your relationship with the Sacred Heart. We're going to invite your family members and your ancestors to receive. And now you're going to allow all of this to continue until complete. You're going to call forth, spiritually speaking, someone that you're going to call in about an hour and a half. And you're going to ask them to align with this meditation, this activation, if they are ready to receive. And you can ask their soul to begin to download this information into their brain as they are ready, into their heart center as they are ready. You're also going to choose a pet that you know. Could be yours or a friend's or family member's. And you're going to ask the spirit of this pet if it's willing to receive this meditation and activation. Now you're going to send these beautiful vibrations on the route that you're going to go home on, whether it's by airplane, car, shuttle, combination of. You're going to visualize, envision, holding the intention and the felt sense of divine flow, and that you are sending the Christ before you to prepare the way for your return home. You're also going to send it to your home and your personal automobile, your computer, and your cell phone. And ask now, from the Lord God of your being, that all items of ownership and electrical devices, technologies, be aligned in balance without blowing up to the quantum. That includes cell phone cameras, staying conscious, all right, we're going to come into the now in the body, feeling the pillars of light, feeling the Council of 14's presence, feeling your guardian angel. We're going to ask your guardian angel to give you a name or a sound or a symbol to communicate with that you can recognize, that your brain can recognize. So we'll allow about 1 minute here for that communication. Okay, take a slow deep breath. Okay, feel your feet, feel your spine. Now you're going to tell the brain as you come back into waking consciousness. It's going to begin to receive and integrate through the infinity sign both hemispheres. which will include the healing of any traumatic impact onto the brain itself. And that your DNA can be repaired and restored, but also that your remaining junk DNA can be activated into full power. You're going to activate your power to manifest money. Activating in the brain. The ability to receive. Okay, coming back in a waking consciousness. Feeling your body, feeling your spine. Okay, gently stretching. I want you to stretch the quantum through your body. Like you were stringing lights through your body, through your arms, your legs, your eyes, your ears. Stretching those strings of light through your back, your spine, your toes, your calves, your shin, your elbows, your triceps. Okay, once you find your sense of balance, come into the now, slowly open the eyes.